asleep. Got a sounding, sounding vicious one night, and it made me prophesy. So bizarre, quite clear, you can start to read them here. Well, you don't know, but seek and find. Why don't you come with me to the world of the man they call Zechariah? You don't know, but we can read. 520 years B.C., that's when he gave this to me. Zechariah's book describes the last days of the human race. That's not all, there's a many branch that's gonna pierce through and betray. He was a king, rode a donkey, he'll come one day and take our sins away. The ground shook all around because it landed on that mount. Well, you don't know, but seek and find. Why don't you come with me to the world of the man they call Zechariah? Well, you don't know, but we can read. My words foretell a priest and king that you'll see make history. Zechariah knows Messiah. Let the sun take you away.
Apologetics with an X is on the air for another week. I'm Jerry Q, the DJ, and joining me is Jay Jackson, the lyricist and lead singer for that Christian parody band. We're riding in on our magic carpet this week to bring you some really cool tunes from 1968.
Yes, sir. 1968. What a great year it was, Jerry. I'm sure you were 4 years old as I was in 1968. But I love the music of 1968, and that first song we did today, of course, was a parody of Steppenwolf's number 3 hits of 1968, Magic Carpet Ride. It's called The Man They Call Zechariah, one of my favorite books of the Old Testament, the penultimate book of the Old Testament, second to last, right before Malachi. And I think I got a feeling we're going to be hearing from Steppenwolf again later. They had a pretty big year in 1968. But what we're going to hear from next is a brand new apologetic song from our most recent single, another song from 1968, as all these will be. The biggest hit by a group called The Grassroots. This was a number 5 hit for them. They had a lot of top 40 hits. They had 3 top 10s. This was the biggest of them all, and it was called Midnight Confessions. Ours is called Midlife Confession. Talking about, you know, Jesus says, that, you know, if anybody's ashamed of him and doesn't confess him before man, he's not going to confess him before the Father. But in the same way, you know, he'll confess to the Father those who confess him. And, you know, the Bible says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus Christ is Lord, believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. After that, we have a funny little song called Jonah, Jonah. It's one of the very first parodies I ever wrote. I'll listen to sort of the second version of that parody. But way in the early days when people say, what were some of the first ones? Sometimes I forget, but this was one of the very first ones. It's called Jonah, Jonah. After that, we have a parody called Seek Out God to Be Free. It's from a song that was one of the biggest hits of 1968. It was number one for 5 weeks. It was the biggest hit the Rascals ever had as far as most weeks at number one. They had 3 number one hits. This is by the time they dropped the Young Rascals that had been foisted upon them, and they just were allowed to call themselves the Rascals. And big song. Like I said, it was called People Got to Be Free. And after that, we have a song originally written by Bob Dylan, redone by Jimi Hendrix, shortly after he heard Bob's version. And it was called All Along the Watchtower. Our version is called Although None Could Watch an Hour, and it's about the Garden of Gethsemane.
Cause you was bound out of town, far from home. Toe-toe-toe-toe-me. Tasted like spumoni, mo-mo-moni. Mixed with macaroni, ro-ro-roni.
In the streets, people need a web, just what is decreed. Listen, please, Christians, spread the word like good seed. Peace is available with God completely free. What is decree?
What is decree?
The heavenly plan is so simple to me.
It is.
People everywhere trust God to be free. But a man can be free.
This is what he prayed. Soon get up.
get betrayed. Hey!
Apologetics with an X with my friend Jay. Tell me, Jay, once again, for those just finding about our show, what is the process for creating these awesome parodies you've been cranking out for over a quarter of a century?
Oh, my goodness, Jerry. You know, anything good you hear here comes from God. I've been reading the Bible now for about 31 years, the whole way through every year, and get lots of great ideas from that. There's so much in God's Word. All Scripture is inspired by God. And profitable for improving, correcting, instructing, teaching, and so we can be perfectly equipped for every good work. And there's just so much we want to write about. So there's lots of ideas there. And in the meantime, God allowed me to cram a lot of music into myself in the first all those years of my life before I got saved. And ever since, too, we're trying to keep up with what's going on. I love music. And so God combines those two of great loves of mine, and I always love the parodies too. So he gives us these ideas, and they come from out of nowhere. Jerry, I think, is a perfect example of ex nihilo. You know, they talk about how God created the universe out of nothing, and it seems like these parodies come from out of nowhere. But of course, they come from the Bible, and obviously, they come from God. Anything good you hear. After that, even secular artists, even the biggest ones like the Beatles, for example, they have talent. Give it to them from God. God gives talent to everybody. He causes his sun to shine on the good and the bad. And I'm not saying that they're bad, but I'm just saying that he gives us all gifts. And so music is a gift from him. And he certainly gave the Beatles a lot of gifts. And we're going to do four songs by them, all from 1968. And this first one is their last record that was on Capitol Records before they switched to Apple. And it was called Lady Madonna. Song is a parody. It's called Maybe Madonna, and it's dealing with Madonna, that notorious woman from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, and today. It's talking about the fact that, you can't just judge a book by the cover. You never know who's going to come to know the Lord. Look at Saul of Tarsus, for example. After that, we take one of the shortest books in the Bible and one of the longest songs of the 60s, at least one of the longest songs ever to hit number one, and that was the Beatles' Hey Jude, which was number one for a very long time, 9 weeks or 8 weeks, something nine. The longest number one song of the Beatles. And ours is called Take Jude, and it's about the Epistle of Jude, and Jude being one of Jesus' half-brothers, as was James, who wrote the Epistle from James. After that, we have the flip side. These were the first two songs on Apple Records when they did the first Beatles 45. And I always thought it was kind of funny that they had Hey Jude and Revolution. And so we thought we'd make ours about Jude and Revelation. because those two books are back-to-back in the Bible, just like these are back-to-back on a single. And our song is called Revelation. But it's not about the book of Revelation. It's actually about people who have revelations and what the Bible says about, you know, somebody comes to you and says, you know, I got a message from God. In the Old Testament, God gives some pretty big specifics about that. First of all, if they have a message coming from God, it better be pointing back to God. And two, it has to come true. It can't just sort of be true. We can't just do this Edgar Casey stuff. We need real, accurate, not just Nostradamus stuff. It has to be 100% true. And that song's called Revelation. And finally, we have a song from the Beatles' White Album, which came out at the end of 1968 into 1969. And it's the lead-off track on side one, Back in the USSR, or is it called Back in the New Testament?
Maybe Madonna should be asked if she wants to go.
Now, Greg, you know, I wrote that in the 90s, but if I'd written it today, I might have called it Lady Magaga.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Take Jude, he makes it fast. Take a second and read his letter. Remember, it's 25 verses long. So is this song. So pay attention. Take Jude, both he and James were related to our Lord and Savior. They didn't believe that brother was him till he'd risen. Strange, like Jude and James. Don't worry, the word of God has shown us that those we know who think we're fools and crazy kooks, they may just convert. His letter. stand as a faith defender. Remember, we played this song about him. So you begin to read his letter, and you never, ever better forget it.
Everyone he meets, he gains their favor. ripple. They eat some man. Hey, it's giving you a number and taking away your face. Is there in revelation that you find pretty beast who has an evil mind? Oh, led the world astray. They'll give their souls away. All that he will give is grief and sorrow. Revelation man, revelation man. Hey, it's giving you a number.
Testimony.
Jay, I feel like I'd maybe put on my fringe leather jacket to further inspire me to do the show today. I really do have one, though, back in my closet and from that era. And we're highlighting parodies of songs from the hits of 68. And what's next on our Far Out playlist?
Well, Jerry, I have to ask, do you have a Stars and Stripes motorcycle and a helmet to go with it, though?
Do you have one for sale? I might buy that.
Well, maybe we'll give it to you as a gift when we get to our 100th show.
There we go.
Now we have a song that came out there at the very end of 67, but really was a big hit in 68, at the beginning of 68. And that is a song that was originally called Sunshine of Your Love by Cream, a band that was originally called The Cream. Sunshine of Your Love by Cream. And that's just called Some Sign from Above. And it has to do with the Pharisees and how they kept asking Jesus to give them signs. I think it's so funny when you look at the Bible. It's like, he's done this, he's done that, he's done this miraculous thing. And they say, Master, we would see a sign. And it's like, ah. Anyway, it's called Some Sign from Above. And after that, we have a song that originally came out a year or two earlier on the Simon & Garfunkel album called Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme. But it became a hit in 68 because of its use in the movie The Graduate. It was on the Graduate soundtrack. And that's when it was finally released as a single. It's actually a very, very old song, one of the oldest songs ever to hit the pop charts if you go back to its roots in medieval time. A song called Scarborough Fair. Ours is called Offer Your Prayer. And it's originally done by Simon & Garfunkel.
It's written in John, when Christ opened blinded eyes, how soon they refused my Lord. He'd given them tons of signs, but people still wanted proof that Jesus was sent from God our Father. Is it taking so long to declare they told him, give us some sign from above? I give you enough, and one sign will do for you. Yes, I'll give you just one. And Jonas who just read through, the Pharisees start to frown, but it was fulfilled by Jesus rising up. Why is it taking so long to declare they told him, but some sign from take them so long.
it take them so long to see what God showed them with his sunshine from above? Are you going to offer your prayer? Lord, please save those near me in time. Remember, he truly wanted you there to be someone through whom love would shine. Tell him to make you a candle on him as you speak for his grace. Lord, please save those near me in time.
As an arrow that points them to Christ,
that all may see your righteous good works.
Steadfast, a child of the Almighty,
they'll see the true Lord behind.
Despite a world that is cloudy and cold,
help, Lord, to find me, cause I
bow your mail
while sprinkling your seed.
Lord, please save those near me in
touching the
heart while sowing in tears,
to teach them our Father's
amnesty
plans,
abolishing our sin.
They'll see the true love of Christ. Fathers and reapers with their sickles from
saving a harvest of millions.
Lord, please save those near me in time.
Of Christ,
your one and only begotten,
they'll see the truth and the life.
Are you going to God with your prayer? Lord, please save those near me in time. Wanted you there. He wants us, his true love, to shine.
Apologetics with an X, heard in the U.S. of A. and in England each week, and we thank the British for their invasion into our 60s music repertoire.
Jolly what? Yes. Toodles.
Well, before we finish out our final set of songs from 68 on this week's set list, how might our friends latch on to some of your over 600 parodies, Jay?
Well, the key thing is to remember this show that is so aptly named by Jerry, and that is Apologetics with an X. Just remember, when you spell apologetics, don't spell it the correct way. Spell it with an X at the end instead of a CS. So apologetics.com. You can use Apologetics with an X on iTunes, Amazon on MP3, Google Play, Pandora, Spotify. You get the idea. Just about any place you can get music, you can go on to YouTube. Just make sure you spell the name right. Just make sure you spell the name right, like they used to say. And you can go to our website, and music's available there. Apologetics is everywhere, as long as you know how to spell. And what we're going to finish off with today, you can hear songs like these three. First, we're going to go back to the Cream again. This was a live song that they released, very popular, an old Robert Johnson song called Crossroads. It was called Crossroads Blues when he did it. Crossroads when Cream did it. Ours is called Crossroads, and it deals with Simon the Serene and the fact that Jesus said we need to take up our cross and follow after him. But he also says, take my yoke upon your shoulders, and you'll find out that it's not as heavy as you thought it was, because he comes alongside to carry it with you. After that, we have a song that was a number three hit for the Rolling Stones in 1968 called Jumpin' Jack Flash. This is a live version of us doing a song called Judgment Gets Passed. It's based on Hebrews 9:27. Kind of drives a stake through the heart of people who believe in, well, not through the people themselves, but through the belief in reincarnation. You don't want to drive stakes through the hearts of people, unless they're vampires. Anyway, finally, we have a song. I told you Steppenwolf was coming back. We opened the show today with Steppenwolf. We closed the show today with Steppenwolf. This song was originally called Born to Be Wild, and ours is called Born Again Child.
Awesome, bro. Did it for another week, and I'll basically duplicate where you send me for next week. That's good stuff.
The Bible says it is appointed to man once to die, and after that, the judgment. The judgment gets passed, and you can't come back.
I was born with no past lives, here I came. And I doubt that there's more if I die in vain. 'Cause we all die once, and that's just a fact. Then we all rise. The judgment gets passed and you can't come back.
Savior.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.